for the introduction. It's a great pleasure to take it from the very practical level now to actually present some of the results of the Duke project. And the two research questions that I'm going to approach in this next presentation is, how is social capital, respectively organizational culture, linked to these hospital level quality management activities, and to the degree of matureness of these activities, how many are in place? And on the other hand, once you have these activities, you might recall from Cordula's presentation that that would be about all the cyclic activities you have in quality improvement, reaching from training, application of evidence-based medicine, reporting back, assessment, monitoring, and so on. If you have these activities in place, how would they then be linked to the patient safety culture? So in terms of our framework, we are working on the hospital level, and right in the middle here, you have the quality management system, and we are now talking about this quality management system index. We're talking about how these hospital cultures, competing values, which is organizational culture, social capital, and patient safety culture, are related to the presence of the quality management system index. On the other hand, we are also talking about how these activities are linked to culture as surveyed on the pathway level. That means up here, culture is reported by the top management board of the hospital for competing values, organizational culture and social capital. And for patient safety culture, we have information from the leading physician and nurses in the hospital. Down here, we have information on patient safety culture from frontline physician and nurses in the hospital. These patient safety culture and patient safety culture down here at the pathway level have in common that they are very close to clinical work. So, first of all, we have these three constructs, which we all call hospital culture. What they have in common is that we survey attitudes, beliefs, values on the group level. These are group level information from employees of the hospital. So, looking into social capital, we used survey forms, and they've been developed based on sociological principles. It's a six-item scale. It traces back to 2004, where it was developed for Germany. Answers are given from the respondents on a four-point Likert scale, and we would calculate a mean total score for each individual. Questions that our respondents would be asked, just a few examples, is, within our hospital management board, we trust one another, or there's a we feeling among board members, or we share many common values. And on these questions, they would be answering on this four-point Likert scale. So moving on to the next construct, organizational culture, we use the competing values framework for surveying this construct. This framework has two dimensions. It classifies four different culture types according to how internal processes are arranged within the hospital and the orientation of the hospital towards the outside world. So it's also a survey form, and it has like five themes on it. And for each of these groups, the respondent would have four different descriptions of a hospital, and the respondent would be asked to share 100 points between these four descriptions, sharing points according to how this description would mirror or be alike, to which degree it would be alike the hospital they know from their own setting. So let me come up with an example. In the group of hospital leadership, a statement could be, the leaders in Hospital A are warm and caring. They seek to develop their staff members' full potential. In the same, the leaders in Hospital C are rule enforcers. They expect staff to follow rules, policies, and procedures. There would be another two descriptions. And if I was asked, I would say, well, I think my hospital is very much like the description of Hospital A. I'll give them 60 points, 20 to the next description, 10, and so on, until I've shared my 100 points. So based on these feedback, we will calculate four cultural subtypes. And in this slide, you see how these cultural subtypes are. You see what I said, that we orient the cultural types according to internal processes. And it's up here we have internal processes which are more relationship-based, or you could have on the other side more mechanistic type processes where you have more control, order, and stability. On the horizontal line, the cultures classified according to the focus towards the outside world, external focus, as opposed to more internal focus. That gives us four different culture types, the clan culture, and the developmental or the open culture. They both have this feature in common, and we have the hierarchical culture and the rational culture having this feature in common, and of course there are also some common issues on these twos. So the last construct surveyed was patient safety culture. For this purpose, we used the safety attitude questionnaire that's been firstly developed by Brian Sexton in the US, picking up on Duke. He's from Duke University. And the scale traces back to the flight industry. It's very well established. It has shown to have very good psychometric properties, very used. This scale we used has two different scales. One for teamwork climate and one for safety climate. Here also answers are given on a Likert scale. And we calculate an individual score, which is not only based on the raw score of 1 to 5, but it's converted into a 100% scale score. So now the next slide is practically a great acknowledgement to all the hard work done in the field. Why is that? This is because, look at this one. Here we have the social capital construct, organizational culture construct, and patient safety down here. We have the responding type, the expected number of participants, the actual number of participants, and look at this. This is totally extraordinary, and this is due to all the work that's been done in the field. I can tell you, I would be very happy if I sent out a survey form in Denmark having this participation rate, and then we are on 92 up here. So the next few slides will go deeper into the actual association. And just remembering, what we're looking for is the association between now, social capital, and the presence of quality activities in the hospitals. So, here we assumed that higher level of social capital is related to a more mature quality management system index. For this analysis, and to answer the question, we performed a multivariate linear mixed model analysis with random intercept by country, and we adjusted for fixed effects at the country level, hospital level, numbers of bed, hospital type, and hospital ownership. And what we got out are these numbers. That means that if we have a 1 point increase on our social capital, meaning higher values, that would be associated positively with a 1.5 increase in maturity, more activity in quality management. You also see it's a significant result. It's a positive significant result here. So this was part of the first research question. The other part goes for organizational culture. We have the same direction is organizational culture type related to activities within and the maturity of the quality management system index. So here we performed the same kind of analysis and we referenced to the rational culture here. And if you are a clan culture or a hierarchical culture, and there's a 1 point increase here, there would be a decrease by nearly 1 point in the quality management system index, which means we have now the reverse situation to before. What these two cultures over here have in common, you remember the cross with the cultures? Is an orientation towards the outside world, a very little, it's actually more oriented towards the inside than actually outside world. So one would assume there's less taking care of external pressure in these kind of organizations. You also see the results are not significant. We have only one respondent per hospital in this area, which means that we could have too little power to actually detect real differences. So this was the end of the first research question. Now moving on to the next research question, where we are putting it the other way around. Having quality management activities in place, does that influence the patient safety culture? And we are here asking leading physicians and nurses having management tasks in the hospital but also being very close to the clinical world. We have done the same kind of analysis, but we've also adjusted for department level issues and individual level issues like job and gender and age and so on. What you see here is that if we have an increase in quality management activities, we also have an increase in teamwork climate by only 1.25 points. 1 point over here and 0.25 here. It's positive related and it is significant. The same goes for the safety climate. So that means if we have an increase, if we have better safety climate, better teamwork climate, we would also expect to have a more comprehensive, a more mature quality management activities at the hospital level. So now we're moving one level down to the pathway level. We'll be asking leading physician and nurses at the pathway level exactly the same question, the relationship between the maturity index and the teamwork climate, safety climate, and you see we have, if we have more maturity over here, we will also have a more positive safety climate, teamwork climate, or safety climate. We have a significant result here, and here it's just borderline significant. They're both positively related. So, in conclusion, we see that social capital, as perceived by the CEOs of the hospital, is positively related, is significantly related with the maturity of the quality management activities at hospital level. We actually see that none of the culture types that we investigated having a clear association with the Quality Management System Index. I think there are still issues to be surveyed in this area. If we have these activities in place, we also see we have high maturity level in activities associated with both teamwork and safety climate, both at the leading physicians level and at the frontline level. So that would lead me just to show you some of the references behind the presentation, and thank you all.